And we're back again for another episode of Talking Whack. I'm the box known as Brenton Cooper. Beside me, we have the Power. Chris Power, say hi.
How's it going, guys?
Opposite me right now, we have the Chow. Say hi, Tyson.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. And we've got a special guest tonight. He's a longtime wrestling fan, a good friend of ours. Matt Holtham. Say hi, Matt.
Hey.
Just hey.
Yeah, that's all they get for now.
Awesome.
Gotta get warmed up first.
Welcome to another episode of Talking Whack. If you haven't already done it by now, you should have. Check out our website, www.four3.four.com. We've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, we've got everything. We just hit 350,000 followers, which is another epic milestone.
It's a fantastic milestone. Who thought we would have made it this far?
Well, considering a year and a half ago we only had 28,000.
Is booming.
It's booming. It's all those
The fans know what's good and they're supporting us.
Yeah, they like they like the stories that we put out, you know, the Sami Zayn's in the main event.
Oh, you know, when we hear the breaking news we release it to the public and it turns out to be true. So
yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Exactly.
The fans want the news hard and fast.
Except for Machiari, because he fucking hates us.
Hey.
Anyways, tonight we gotta go through Survivor Series. We'll talk about some of the matches that have changed since Raw and SmackDown have aired. So we're going to go through a few of them.
Who's Ed?
I said Ed.
You said Ed.
Who's
Ed? Yeah, I said Ed.
I said Ed.
Ed.
A-I-R-E-D, you fuck.
And it's already begun.
Oh, yeah, of course. See, 1 week Tyson's away and then it comes back. It's like,
I'm going to make it up to you.
You do, you piece of shit.
Sorry, Ed.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here last week.
Yeah, it was a fucking brilliant episode.
I don't remember.
It was so much fun.
No, Power texted me the whole time how bored he was.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell. Fuck you, Tyson.
I was texting him while we recorded.
On your phone. That's fucking amazing.
It's Apple.
So this week we had the Raw team finally properly announced, and
it's a shame that it's not Sami Zayn.
Yeah, there was so much anticipation for Sami Zayn to get there. The stories were going wild.
Well, everyone... now we know that that website designer for WWE.com, he was temporarily removed. So you know, see what happens.
Yeah. No. So we got the man. We got Seth Rollins in, which is good. What do you guys think of the actual Raw team? How do you think they're going to go now that their jobs are on the line? I'll start with Matt.
Fine, I'm sure, man. That's the best thing you've ever said, man.
Yes!
We're going to go like a word extra each time I talk.
A word extra.
I'll get out to a sentence eventually.
Two words.
I like it. I mean, the SmackDown team is looking pretty good to me, so I'm hoping for them to win, especially with the Shane there now, but... yeah, I mean, it should be a good match, man. Survivor Series itself is shaping up to be awesome so far.
Well, it's about fucking time they had the proper ones. And I've said this week after week, but...
Week after week.
We've
been watching wrestling for 6 months. But week after week.
Sorry, for the last 6 months. My bad.
Week after week.
Seth Rollins is the greatest ever. who was even before him? I don't know. They announced on SmackDown... Hulk Hogan, who's that?
Terry.
Yeah,
his name is Terry.
Terry Bolle.
Terry Ed.
SmackDown's team had a bit of a mixer-upper when old Baron Corbin did the old fucking, oh, I hurt my leg because he slipped. Kayfabe fucking stupid thing. And then Kalisto took him out, which doesn't sound fucking real at all.
Mm.
What did you think of that, pal?
I think it's pathetic booking. The fuck?
Yeah, I love how Vince McMahon, if you fuck up backstage, you get a push.
But Kalisto didn't do anything.
Kalisto? So he punched Jericho.
That was Sin Cara, you idiot. Yeah.
No. The Kalisto won.
No.
That is racial profile.
It was Sin Cara.
Go on Pro Wrestling Sheet.
It's fucking Sin Cara.
It's not Sin Cara.
It was.
It wasn't.
I can't wait for you to see your face.
He's now doing anger management.
I wish everyone listening would be able to see his face in about 10 seconds.
It's this beautiful. Is embarrassing.
It's not beautiful.
Normally, I'm the one that looks like the idiot.
Stop recording and redo this?
No, just wait.
Stupid idiot.
How dare you.
So yeah, back to Baron Corbin. Yeah, it's,
wait, I'm not ready yet.
It doesn't matter, we can still talk.
It's pretty interesting. They had a nice promo for him last week, a video package, and now he's taken out of the picture.
Googling.
I feel like they could have done this a better way, but it is what it is. Hopefully he gets Payback and takes Shane out.
Well, it was supposed to be a really good push for Baron anyways. He's done fuck all since he's been on SmackDown. He's just doing the old Heidenreich fucking thing and taking on the little guys.
But in retrospect, it's not really his character to want to be a part of the team, because what is he getting out of it?
Yeah,
well, hopefully he takes
Shut up, out. I knew it. Shut up.
It was not.
Shut up. Shut up.
It was Sin Cara.
Shut up.
He just saw it. It's Sin
Cara. Rhino failed to win his seat.
Yeah, sorry.
Quick change the subject.
You know that?
I did know that. Thank you for telling us.
The lone wolf.
Because Brenton didn't know that.
Have you guys seen his Talking Smack promos?
Talking Smack.
Talking Smack, no. No. Who's? Please do tell.
No, they're good. Corbin's. I think he's been on there maybe twice.
Yeah, he did a really good promo against Daniel Bryan. Probably the best I've ever seen.
His best work I've seen for him, yeah.
Exactly. And he's a character you want to believe because he seems real and you want to hate him.
Dude, yeah.
And that's rare.
It was just authentic. Everything that he said came across.
I believe he's a prick and I believe he's out for himself.
He didn't want to be there and he was selling that so fucking well.
Wow, that's more than two words, bro.
I know, see? Warming up.
Well, that even goes back to...
Corbin's a good heel.
That show that they had on the network.
Breaking Ground. Tough.
Oh, yeah, Breaking Ground.
And when Scott Hall's like, oh, so they're fighting, man, you beat yourself, man. They're letting you be an uncle.
Yeah.
He went, well, yeah.
Yeah, no, he plays it well, because it's pretty much who he is.
He should be a badass. He's was he 6'9 or something? He's huge, man.
He looks like him. You'd fucking...
He's just got to have... His belly button's a bit sad all the time.
Why do you think he wrestles in a shirt now?
Cheer up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everyone gives him shit.
But he looks all right in the shirt gimmick.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to have his shirt off.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Shane and Mac being into the match now instead?
Terrible.
I would have put Taker in it.
Yeah. Could still happen.
I would have put Taker in it.
Completely another.
To be fair, that could still happen. Taker's coming back next week. Maybe he goes, I beat you at WrestleMania. You don't deserve to be in this match. Mm. It could still happen.
I would have Taker in it. It's a perfect match for him.
Yeah. All right. Why do you like it, Matt?
Shane's like my second favorite wrestler of all time. Yeah. Oh, actually, no, probably... Third.
Well, let's think.
Shane's pretty good though.
Oh, what? Like, I love it. What?
And it gives it that big pay per view feeling as well. Like,
who's Matt? He's not going off the hell of the cell. He's not going off the top.
I don't care. I love all these.
I was like, bullshit, he's going top. You.
Oh yeah, he's talking about WrestleMania. We're in the pub. I didn't think he's going top. Like, I didn't think he's going top. Yeah, you're right.
I knew it. He would be because he's crazy.
Dude. I mean, he went right 30 seconds ago, but you're right about that.
One out of fucking a billion times.
Wow.
That just
took you how many guesses to say the Sting was coming for 3 fucking years?
I mean, like,
did he still come?
Eventually, he keeps saying it's going to happen eventually.
He's going to fight Taker Mania.
Sin Cara, buddy, Sin Cara.
Fuck him. He'll be out there soon. Trump soon. Don't worry about it.
Okay, let me propose this to you guys. So much laughter.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys remember the beef Shane had with Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, this is what I was going to bring that up,
Brock's on the Raw team, Shane's now on the SmackDown team. I mean, like...
Well,
Brock's
not on the Raw team.
Well, he's
Brock's
on the Raw brand.
Roster, yeah. He's on the red brand.
Yeah. So, do you guys think that Brock will screw the SmackDown team by taking Shane out?
Nope. I reckon Shane will come in and interfere in the Goldberg match and screw over Lesnar to set up their match at Mania.
Because Lesnar and Goldberg go on last, it's a possibility.
Yeah, it is. They're the main event.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how we get there.
Mm. But I'm really liking the fact that Shane's in the match because, you know, having him against guys like Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens in the match, you know, like...
It's going to be interesting.
It's something we haven't seen and it's going to be fucking awesome.
I love those Survivor Series. I just love them, man, when you got the standoff.
Yeah.
Like, Rumble does it all the time, you know, when a Raw is back down and you just tease two monsters going at it, you know?
Can you... Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman.
Yeah, like, you just tease it, you know, and...
Yeah,
that's good. AJ and Owens, both the champions, who would have thought, man?
Because they're going to have their moment.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of Wyatt family into this match, too. Yeah. There's going to be so many elements that's just going to get...
You know, I feel bad for Luke Harper.
Mm.
Not even in it, and you got...
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
And you got James Ellsworth as the mascot. Like,
yeah. Hey, you loved him too.
Harper will be there though.
Said he did a good job.
But they didn't listen to us. They said we told him last week, get rid of him now. But no, fucking mascot.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. No one likes him now. Everyone's turning on him, so it's good.
It doesn't sound like he's there to turn.
Back to Raw.
But apparently he's getting a contract, so who knows?
No, I was just going over Survivor Series. Fuck Raw. Raw was shit this week. Do you agree or not?
Yeah.
Raw was not that good.
Was awesome.
I love how the go... Is this the go home?
No,
next week's the go home. Okay. So you're still going to have fun when I'm not here.
Next week is the go home.
Oh, we got the go home.
Yeah, because Shane and Brian are going to Raw.
Yeah.
That's going to be the go home.
Brock and Goldberg.
Yeah.
Someone else and someone else. It's epic.
And I'm going to be a buddy. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Motherfucker.
the tag teams all got sorted as well too for Survivor Series.
Tag team division as a whole is pretty crap.
Well, we'll go through the teams. You got Raw's team. Yeah. Raw's team. You got the New Day.
Tag team on the whole.
You got Raw's team, the New Day, Sheamus, Cesaro, Enzo and Cass, Gallows and Anderson, or Big Gal and Carly, or whatever they were fucking calling him now.
Carly!
Carly or Carly, Andy. Andy. Andy, they're calling him Andy.
Who's Andy?
Carl Anderson.
Oh my god.
That's what they're called. That's what, who's calling him? New Day or Cass? Enzo and Cass?
No, Enzo, man.
Enzo, that's right.
Watch wrestling once!
Shut up!
Just once!
It was six Fuck months me. Ago, right? Changed my life. wasn't Goldust and Truth in there for a bit, and then they lost?
Yeah, and they bought timeshares because they bought the timeshares.
Oh, wow,
they bought timeshares from
so bad
from Rising for the
Shining
spots.
Stars.
Yeah,
yeah.
So then the then stars. Goldust had to go and talk to them, and but they had a match and they lost.
Oh
so.
Wow,
which I don't know why. I think it was very silly.
It's interesting.
SmackDown.
I wonder. Maybe they're gonna break them up.
Yeah, maybe
Goldust and Truth.
I'd like to go back and talk about Shane again. I think maybe the next 50 minutes just Shane first all up in here.
Just
yeah.
Shane. We should start calling
here comes
Shane.
Money.
Shane O'Mac. Matt O'Mac.
Who knows yeah, the Mac military.
Serious question about military. Shane. Probably like a little nerdy wrestling fact, I guess.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't really matter. But do you think that they'll bring up the fact that it's his first Survivor Series tag match in 15 years? Because the last one was the Invasion angle.
That's right, yeah.
And he was in that match, which was 15 years ago, and they don't really like to bring up the Invasion, so...
No. Was he actually in the match?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he was
2001.
Well, I remember the match, but I don't remember Shane in it.
It was him, RVD, Booker T...
Stone Cold.
Oh, and Kurt Angle, because Kurt Angle jumped ship as well. And then he helped him,
yeah. Yeah, Kurt Angle turned on him.
Yeah.
And
you call yourself a wrestling fan.
Which, that Invasion angle could have gone
so They did that match twice, though. They did the Invasion pay-per-view, then they did the Survivor Series.
Goldberg and Sting instead of fucking...
Anyways, everyone's got Austin. It's three conversations.
You should have had Austin and Angle on that team, with Undertaker and Kane.
Yeah.
And they're like, and The Rock. That's what you could have had.
The SmackDown team got the one-man band and Rhino, Zack Ryder, and Mojo Rawley, whatever he's fucking called. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan. I fucked that one up. The Usos and Breezango. What the fuck?
Breezango's amazing.
Tell me about Breezango then, will you?
Breezango are now the fashion police of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible. And they're giving out fines.
They moonlight as strippers.
Yeah, and they're... It's
you see them talking smack.
And
they give Renee all the fines.
Was amazing. Right.
Was that this week?
Yeah, they're incredible, man. They're absolutely... And they find JBL because he's wearing a kilt. And it's wicked. They're hilarious.
Who do you think is going to win that match, though, by the end of it? The tag team one?
Raw.
Yeah? You think because they're more dominant or... They're more significant because the tag team titles on SmackDown aren't really that prestigious.
New Day's not going to lose.
Yeah, it's New Day.
Yeah, exactly.
And New Day.
Rolls. Well, they could lose. I guess it's SmackDown winning because you could have.
I reckon
Bullet Club screw over New Day.
There's so many factors. Yeah,
it's cool.
Everyone's going to be one big cunt fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Have they ever had this much of like a mixed match of heels and faces on teams?
Yeah, they did back in the old 90s, basically. That's how all the matches were.
Yeah.
And that's why they were so intriguing, because that's why Survivor Series was a must watch.
Because people
That's why it was one of the big four, team. Because...
Yeah, definitely.
They're rivals, but they have to be together for the better cause, for the bigger cause.
Well, this is the first time they've gone back to the traditional layout.
10 years, isn't it?
Fuck how long? Like, years.
Like,
properly. That makes sense.
They haven't done it in a long time, properly. So it's going to be interesting.
Now, we'll talk about the guy that nearly got you pulled over on the way here, Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
he won against Rusev for the Intercontinental title. That match is going to be freaking awesome.
Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler.
Yep.
But you never know, Miz could be the champion by then.
Well, who knows? I actually think come next week's SmackDown, they're going to have a fuck-up finish of somehow. Miz is going to not win. There's going to be something happen. And
I see Miz screwing. I don't think triple threat. I think... Well, you know what? He probably should. But if he's not, I reckon he'll screw Sami Zayn at the pay-per-view. If he's not in it.
Be much more invested in watching Zayn versus...
You know what I reckon? I reckon he wins it, jumps ship to Raw.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about...
He won't even fight Dolph. I mean, he won't even give Dolph the the rematch, I reckon. Or
then Kalisto wins, brings and the Cruiserweights to SmackDown. Sort of
swapping titles, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that Kalisto is going to win anyway.
That would be pretty good if they did that. I'd be down for that.
That's what I think they're doing.
I don't understand the fucking 205 Live crap, though.
But now?
It doesn't make sense why it's separate.
Why don't they add an hour to...
Should we talk about this later?
No, you can talk about it.
Okay, so you got SmackDown for 2 hours.
We are in no order.
And then an hour of...
then it changes to 205 Live.
Which
by
is...
then, it's like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
On a school night for Americans.
And then talking whack after that.
Yeah, talking whack smack afterwards. What the fuck?
By the way, is why it's obvious that Kalisto is going to win and take it to SmackDown.
But I think SmackDown should just be a 3-hour show.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
brilliant.
God, no.
No, but
no more 3-hour shows. No,
but Vince doesn't go to...
But I want to see Cruiserweights fight the normal guys as well. None of these purple ropes.
Which is what I think...
I hate how they fucking separate it like that. It's ridiculous.
I think that's what they're doing.
Well, that's
I think they're doing that shit on 205. Okay. But 205... I think that
you need stories. You none of this 6-man bullcrap.
And I think 205 will be the other Cruiserweights. I don't think they'll interact much. I think the champion and stuff will go to 205, but I don't think that they'll.
I think there's word Apollo Crews might be going to 205.
He's not 205.
He's not 205.
But to be fair, if Tony Nese is 205, then fucking Apollo Crews is 205. Exactly. Tony Nese is a beast, man.
Mm.
You know,
because he's athletic like them, like fucking. I want to change the title as well. I want him to, whoever wins it next, take the purple strap off, put a black strap on it.
Mm.
I think
the look of the title, yeah.
It does look pretty cool, but I think...
It's different, that's why I like it.
It would look even more different with a black strap. Yeah. Especially if they were heel or something, they'd be like, nah.
I think
it'd be a good dynamic.
I think it'll
Then I think fans might actually start taking it more seriously.
Because no one's taking it seriously at the moment. Which sucks, because they're also great.
Yeah.
Like,
because CWC was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
and everyone says the same thing, but as soon as it went to Raw, no.
No one gave a fuck. It's so
fans
weird.
Fans on their phones. You're immediately telling the fans, oh, we'll just let these guys do some flippy stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to change the ropes. It's almost like another show.
Yeah.
It's like halftime.
Mm. And man, I would kill to see Cedric Alexander versus AJ.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
You know, I would love to see...
Even Rich Swann versus Kalisto. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, and... But this tour, at least this is bringing in Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
And Tozawa. And all these guys that we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, so...
Norm Dyer debuted on Raw. I assume he's coming across as well.
Have they confirmed anything about it? Like, the title is going to be...
It's Twitter.
So it is...
all we know, basically.
They interact with each other. So, the Cruiserweight Champion is the Cruiserweight Champion of 205 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're doing two. I don't know why, it just makes sense.
It's just... it needs to get off Raw. It's... Vince doesn't know what he's doing with it.
That's why SmackDown works. I believe
in SmackDown or
It'll go to SmackDown, for sure.
Vince... He's not. He doesn't go to SmackDown.
No, he's not.
He's not there.
That's why SmackDown feels like a different show.
Exactly. That's what I'm kicking up.
Presented differently.
Because Shane's booking it, isn't he?
He's doing part of it. Him and Daniel Bryan are doing quite a lot behind the scenes,
which is why it looks so.
But they've also got Devon Dudley as well. Devon Dudley is like one of the head agents now for SmackDown.
Yeah.
I think Road Dogg is still on Raw.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So.
Which makes sense, man, you know, because...
They're trying to give it a new difference, and, like, Triple H also helps with SmackDown as well. But he also helps...
Triple H has his hand in his pocket and everything, so...
He wants to know what's going on, especially with these guys. He hates them being misused, and, yeah.
Which is good, because they need that. You need, like, you have to have that kind of thing.
So you think Kalisto is going to beat Brian Kendrick?
Bloody
hell. Yeah. I think Perkins is going to screw Brian.
Mm.
All right, that's... And then... Then you can have Perkins and Bryan feud on that, and then you can have the Cruiserweight go between. Because Swan is next in line.
Mm. Yeah. Because, all it is at the moment is just a championship match and then just multiple tag team matches. Holla.
But,
like, that's it.
Tozawa's going to be awesome. He's wicked, man.
He's pretty cool.
They need a storyline
in
there.
Gallagher. If he can do his... If he can get over, man...
Gallagher is pretty cool.
If he just does all what he does...
Yeah, all that little... And he just pulls the piss out of him. It's incredible.
If he can do that with Akira Tozawa again, like, put him in the ball and then...
And then kick him in the ass and all that shit. And then just...
Fans would be like, what is this?
Yeah, because you can't... Mm. You can't get over it. Because all the catches catch can. It's awesome.
Maybe he'll end up pairing up with the VOD villains.
Yeah.
I mean, we could see that. We could see some cool stuff.
I don't understand why. I mean... I'm stoked that Morrow and Graves caught up. I've been calling them...
Should we talk about the four-man?
Yeah, they're going to four-man. But anyway, before that, I've been calling for them, but why would...
Corey Graves and Moore together would be the best commentary team.
But you know what's crazy about Graves now is he has to go from Raw, fly to SmackDown, NXT.
Right? NXT is not weekly though, so...
I know, but he's going to be on, you know, but... He's gonna do.
But now Tom Phillips has to do it as well because he does Raw backstage. He does backstage. Now he's going
to SmackDown as well.
Yeah. Right? Now he's going to SmackDown for the. You guys, is that Tom Phillips is joining?
Yeah. SmackDown?
So then they got format.
And he's on NXT, and Tom Phillips and Corey Graves are pretty good on NXT.
Graves is shit on.
But when you think about it, it's like 3 days out of the week.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad.
You plus house shows and all that shit.
They don't do house shows.
But they do.
They do online stuff and they do the office and
all live and they all work.
So they're like working 5 day week.
Yeah,
that's exactly what everyone else does.
They just fly.
Except they just fly a lot.
Yeah, I don't. It's not that bad.
Wrestlers
have it worse. Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
What's killing it is it's the flying is what fucks you, man.
But I don't 4-man commentary team. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of it.
I'll wait until I hear it first.
Well, just talk over to
it. Well, let's see how we go tonight because there's four of us.
Should always be two. I hate that three.
I don't like three, so I'm not going to really like four that much.
Yeah.
Graves and Morrow, it's going to be sick though, 205. Mm. I mean, Morrow and Brian were great as well.
Yeah. Oh,
is 205 being recorded directly after SmackDown in the same arena as SmackDown?
Straight after SmackDown.
The crowd's going to be fucking dead, man.
And they're going to want to leave. Half of them are going to want to leave. I've got kids.
The mainstream wrestling fans that are there to see the big names are going to hang around for the cruiserweights.
Can you imagine sitting there watching John Cena, AJ Styles, now you're going to have these little guys do some flips?
Yeah,
you'd think they'll do it like what they did with Superstars and that, film the matches before SmackDown.
I feel like it should be filmed before SmackDown and then it should be aired before NXT the following day.
Mm. I feel it should be recorded like where it is at Full Sail.
Or even just at Full Sail.
Just
like a house show but live.
Yeah.
Like they had the CWC. Just have it like that.
Yeah, exactly like that. Just like another NXT.
And have stories of rivalries. All that sort of. Have a Cruiserweight Tag Team Champions or whatever.
Or... Put them all on the NXT. Make NXT 2 hours.
Because that 1 hour is too fucking short.
It's pretty crowded.
Well, no. That's why I made it so good because you only see the big stars. I've seen Nakamura 3 times in the last 4 months.
Yeah,
right. Which is great because I'm like, when's Nakamura on? Where's Nakamura? When's Joe on? Joe's
I will give you that when you do watch it, you left wanting, fuck, I want to see this guy.
And don't think, they also have to get all these, it's not just an indie super show, it's also all the young guys coming up through the system as well, so you have to give them time to adjust and all this stuff, but it actually works because of it now. Lucha Underground's the same, right?
Lucha does.
You don't see guys, I didn't see Ricochet for a month. But then he comes back, and you want to see him.
You're so happy. Yeah.
Rey Mysterio's the same way and all that. It works.
Raw and SmackDown can't do that to you. Unless you stop watching for a month or two.
Exactly.
Or start watching 6 months
ago. What Cena's doing now is great for him now. Because you don't see him all the time. He comes and goes. Does what he wants. It works.
Then the hate has slowed down so much for Cena as well.
Because they're like,
I don't mind watching him now.
Because then it makes you realise how fucking good Jalen Cena is.
Yeah.
And how much you fucking miss what he's done for coming. Because
it was in your face all the time. You couldn't appreciate it. Now you don't see it, you appreciate what you don't have.
Exactly.
It's same thing with Reigns. Like, he's shoved down your throat now, so he gets the hate.
I can see a lot of us going, oh, fucking John Cena's back, that's awesome.
Funny enough, I was listening to John Cena's theme song before I came here and I was pretty pumped.
Well, let's talk about another theme song, just purely because he's going to be there on the 900th episode of SmackDown. The Dead Man. Undertaker's coming back for the 900th episode of SmackDown. What do we think he's going to do?
Chokeslam a bitch.
Chokeslam 100 of them. Or maybe help his brother out against the Wyatts and
Orton. Yeah. I think that's the
last week bet.
Again.
I don't think he'd be out of Survivor Series like what you guys were saying before. Yeah. At least not to wrestle.
Nah.
I just would have put him there because it would have been the perfect match for him.
Yeah.
In Survivor Series? Yeah, because
Survivor Series is basically his fucking home ground. Yeah.
It could have set up Rumble and
26 years ago he debuted.
Yeah, well, let's not forget his 25th anniversary was a fucking tag team match against the Wyatts, and that was shite.
It wasn't worse. Well, and that's why I thought they should just leave this up with Kane, because it was good to see the Brothers Destruction again. Get a win.
But it was built up with so much fucking hype, and then I was just like, this is shite. Like, what the fuck happened?
Wasn't that bad.
Well, it made sense to be with
Kane. Well, obviously being with Kane and the nostalgic part of that is good.
Match, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I would have had it on this, and then I would have had...
should have put a casket match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know. And then, you know, because they're obviously... They're trying to set up Shane and Taker for Mania.
Mm.
I would have, you know, you put them on the same scene. They misdirect each other or something, you know. You can set them up for... Obviously, you know, Shane's sort of like... I mean, Shane and Brock.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have Taker on there because you can set him up with someone.
Mm. So, who do you think for Taker at Mania next year?
Look, it'll everyone's saying...
I don't think
he's got 5 years in him.
He's going to go as long as he can anyway. Yeah. So.
Fuck the crutches.
Absolutely.
No,
it wasn't
okay, let's talk about the photos that emerged, shall we?
Go on.
Did
you Photoshop that too?
No, they weren't. His hair, legit.
Yeah.
He's grown it back. He's black.
Half those photos, half of them were from him from 2-3 years ago.
Yep.
There was only one that was legitimate, and that was early this year when he had some bone scraped out of his knee.
Yeah, that's why he's
healing up. That's why, like, suddenly he appeared at the
he was at the cabinet. Cabinet. Yeah,
and so he looked, decked out his costume, wasn't he?
Fully decked out with hair. He looked fine, and he looked amazing. Yeah, and everyone's like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah, and if he wrestles twice a year for the next 5 years, there's no issue.
So because he's healing his body up really well.
Mm.
So
he's doing some of that DDP yoga.
I think probably. I believe all on that. Even the Rock's doing it now.
Yeah, apparently. Rock's doing it.
Yeah.
Well, Rock's schedule is ridiculous, man. Yeah. Sleeps 3 hours a night, man. Eat 10 times a day.
Yeah.
And crazy. Sleeps 3.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it for 5 years.
I could see the Rock going for presidency in like 2024.
Mate, if anyone's going to beat Trump,
be the Rock.
Going to be the Rock.
He'll lay the smack down on his candy ass. Mm.
Can you imagine the promos? Oh.
Finally.
He will start calling himself
I want the votes of the millions and millions of President Rock's fans.
God, you know, fucking Vince would jizz his pants. Even if he was dead, he'd come back and jizz his pants.
Alright, we're gonna put the belt on him.
Imagine if The Rock was president and the WWE champion.
Then got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Same year.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he came out to the ring with his security, but then like, yes.
All in one night.
And you know, like, he would have to he'd have to wrestle, but it'd be like a 10-on-1 handicap match.
You're not allowed to touch the president.
Just the Secret Service beat the piss out of people.
Then when The Rock did, that would just be awesome. I can just imagine that.
Yeah, that's something Vince would do. Oh, goddamn, we're going to put it on him now.
Put a belt on that bitch.
We're going to put a belt on him.
Another guy's coming to SmackDown for the Cutting Edge. Edge is coming back.
Who?
You know Edge.
Who got his theme song?
No, I didn't have that ready.
What? That's bullshit.
Nah, because you know why I wasn't ready. You and I went to Disturbed last
night. You put Undertaker's on there.
Yeah, I got Undertaker's just in time, and then Tyson's getting all sad and upset because his windscreen wipers don't work. It's going to rain.
Little
bitch. I can't see
and then
I
have to stay here and hang out with you for fucking 4 hours. I'm not fucking with that.
Well, hey, we're not Ring Rust Radio, alright? So settle down.
Ring Rust?
And we're back!
Another
episode. Oh, is that seriously what they sound like?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of
them. No, they don't sound like that. Coops just hates people because.
Donald
Wood's pretty good.
Donald Wood's good. I just don't like Chiari. Because he doesn't like us. Supposedly we have a...
Chiari.
I don't fucking care, man. He has
that's your problem. That's why they hate you. Mm. You don't say his name right.
He doesn't like... It's not the fact that he doesn't like us, the 4-3. He just doesn't like the creator.
He just doesn't like my trolls.
No.
Well, that guy sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who made the trolls.
That guy too. Yeah, definitely.
Fuck that guy.
Who's going to be on the Cutting Edge?
Miz? No, he's fighting in
AJ Styles, maybe. Yeah, I think maybe Dolph and Miz, maybe.
I hope he keeps the beard that he had recently.
He's still got it.
It was sick.
Maybe like, James Ellsworth, because that's money.
He's filming a movie.
Yeah.
Right at the moment.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
I'm looking forward to Undertaker and Edge, though. It'd be good.
Mm.
It'd be a good moment, for sure, yeah. Definitely.
And you know, Edge's on there.
Edge doesn't really feel as special, because he's come and gone a few times.
Oh, maybe he might interview Randy Orton. White family. Next thing, Kane comes out. Maybe
RKO
comes out.
Do it all in one.
Rated RKO. You know, because they're just throwing everything.
They probably
won't.
Because you go home is the team.
True.
Oh no! There you go. He's doing it for the team. He's interviewing the men's Survivor Series team.
Mm. Possibly. Yeah. That would work.
Imagine trying to do Braun. Oh no! No.
Not Braun.
What's
Team Braun.
Yeah. Bray.
Bray. Bray Wyatt.
I'm digging the dreadlocks.
Yeah. I wish it was Luke Harper Wyatt family. Luke Wyatt.
I want to see
Randall Wyatt.
Wear pants and a shirt. And girl beard.
Some overalls.
Big beard, yep.
This big dirty beard.
Long hair.
There's a good Randy Orton Bray Wyatt attire on
2K17
is pretty funny. Yeah. You seen it?
No, not yet. But I think you did mention it.
Yeah, he's in like the overalls.
Have you got it?
2K17. Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good gameplay.
You want to know what really grinds my gears in that game?
No showcase mode?
No, I don't care for that.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I'm so annoyed because I don't like some of the wrestlers' attires, right? So
yeah.
I've downloaded them, got new ones, put it on them. I'm playing fucking career mode, and it's their custom, their original shit.
Mm.
I don't want
it. It doesn't carry across.
It doesn't carry across.
Because when you edit it in the actual, outside of the career, it's like, okay, cool. But then when you go play, it's like, it's still the same shit.
Yeah, because I've got Charlotte as my manager. I hate her fucking woo pink shirt.
Yeah.
Got her in the blue one. Fucking pink again.
Mm.
You should just punch her in the face.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you grab the
chicks?
Nah.
Chick manuals?
I don't think so.
Back in the day when you could...
You used to be able to, back on the 64 games and PS1.
Tombstone, all the bitches.
And that, people, is what grinds my gears, Tom.
I can never get old of these sound bites.
But yeah, they work very well.
Yeah.
So I can never get old of these sound bites, as we said.
Yeah, I never
get... I heard it. I wasn't going to call it out because I'm a cunt, but...
Use English, man.
Ed.
Goddamn.
Sin Cara. All right. There's a rumor going around that we didn't release for a change. Hulk Hogan returning to Mania next year. Well, this coming Mania. WrestleMania 33.
It makes sense.
Do you know who released this rumor?
Yes, Brooke Hogan.
How?
TMZ.
Oh, good job. He knows his stuff.
But you know why they were talking to him? Because he settled with Gorka.
Mm.
They all settled on the cash money. So you got paid out.
Yeah. See, it doesn't matter how bad you fuck up in WWE, they'll get you back. So there's still hope for CM Punk.
Oh, it's just up to CM Punk whether he wants to or not.
Yeah, he's gonna stop hating wrestling.
But do we really want Hogan back again?
God, no.
Not really.
I don't know if you guys know about my history with Hogan, but
no, please do tell. Do tell.
Oh, just bluntly,
he's no Shane McMahon.
No, God, no, no. But, no, it's
he probably couldn't bend down and...
I would turn into a pile of dust if he jumped off the table.
I just hate him. Like, well, I mean, hate's a strong word.
Yeah.
But I hate him as well.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I'd probably rather slash my wrist than see him at WrestleMania next year.
One of the biggest pieces of shit. He's one of the biggest pieces of shit in the wrestling industry.
Like. It's weird. I hate him and I mark out for the Real American theme song, though.
The NWO was cool.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, that was it.
He's just overrated, man. I didn't like him when he came back years ago.
He was never a good wrestler or anything. Just,
no.
He stole his gimmick. He stole his gimmick. And I don't know.
We didn't really grow up watching him, though. So, I mean, we don't really have that whole...
Oh, yeah. He's coming back factor. He was huge, but...
But even those fans didn't
change with the times.
Yeah.
Everything else changed with him, except Hulk said he didn't change his character.
If he never turned heel, he would have died. Like, not died, but like...
Died a slow death. Professional character.
Yeah, exactly. The reason why he lasts as long is because he joined the NWO instead of Sting. Mm.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Because it was a change for once.
Yeah,
so actually
yeah, but then what happened? They left the NWO and then went back to his old stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He should have, you know, you have to keep evolving. Like, Jericho, if Jericho stayed the Jericho he was back then, he would have died in the ass.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. People get sick of it, you know?
I think the only time I've ever been hyped over Hogan was the whole feud with The Rock at WrestleMania 18.
Oh, I mean, that was a great moment, yeah.
And, like, he was all Hollywood Hogan, and then at the end of the match, and the whole match was, like, up and down, and all exciting and shit, and then he goes back to the old Hulk Hogan the next night on Raw sort of thing. I'm like,
oh. I don't know. On paper, that angle was fantastic.
Mm.
It was just the execution of, you know, some of those bits was...
Yeah,
you know,
and we never got to see Stone Cold versus Hogan.
No, I think there's a bit of backstory about that, and I know Nash couldn't wrestle, so that's why he had to. It was only Scott Hall facing him, but he could still take a bump.
And that match was a clusterfuck as well. So.
Yeah,
but to be fair, That stunner was wicked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We took that like a champ.
Jumped out the ring, man.
And then Hall only lasted like 2 months later after before his release.
Speaking of which, is he still MIA at the moment? Or
No, I think he's all right now.
Okay, yeah, cool. I read a couple of he no-showed something and then no one could get a hold of him or something, so...
No, he's not Alberto De Rio, so, he's fine.
Fair enough.
You remember how Alberto got no-showed because he got stabbed?
What happened with Hall? Do you remember?
Oh, he...
What happened in the end?
Come on, you should know this stuff.
No,
everything.
There was nothing wrong with him.
I did the report that he no-showed, but I can't remember.
There was nothing wrong with him.
He's no-showed just because he's a dick and has no respect for promotions, fair enough.
He just didn't show up.
DDP was a bit worried, but said he hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, then I think they all went and ran there and saw him and he was fine.
Oh, cool.
He just didn't want to pick up the phone and...
Couldn't be bothered, gone.
You know.
Interesting.
In his own little fucking world,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, at least he wasn't drunk, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's all. And he's not on the drugs again, so...
Yeah.
I think if he went back on that, I think DDP would actually kill him. Mm-hmm. Would fucking kill him.
God, it sucks so much for him after everything he's put in.
No, that's what I mean. He'd be devastated. I don't think he'd fucking kill him because he's put that... You know, DDP put how much time into him?
That's a big call.
A lot, man.
Kill someone. Years.
Well, I mean...
And you're feeding full of fucking drugs, so you OD'd, man. So people like you, it's just... It's hard, man. You know?
Yeah.
I want to bring up something that's happened hugely over in the States at the moment, and Tyson really likes it. It's Mr. Donald Trump winning the presidency. What are your thoughts? Is America fucked?
No.
or are you excited?
No, y'all motherfuckers, calm down. It's not the end of the world, man.
No, well, do tell, because obviously there's a lot of people out there that just listen to the media and all that shit.
Exactly, and they're all fucking
sheeps.
Do you know what's happened, right? So the media is pissed because he beat them, right? And they're lashing out and doing all this and saying all these horrible things. So when people are buying into it who don't do research into what is going on, right? And people
it's follow a smear the crowds campaign, and, exactly, essentially. Right?
And what has actually happened is, they're all pissed off. The big banks, everyone, they're all fucking pissed off, right?
They're all claiming Hillary was going to win. Exactly. Even though the polls were...
But the polls, yeah, so the polls were stupid anyway. So I mean, the polls was, there was all these closet Trump fans, right, who didn't want to say whatever, right? So, but what happened is, Trump won by a fucking landslide. So all these people are acting out, but look how many people voted for him. Like, how many fucking people voted for him?
How many people didn't vote though? That's the other thing.
It was one of the highest elections in history.
So.
You're like everyone voted, right? And it's crazy, you know, because people going
pretty
on about
much people if they could have a say, they did.
Yeah, and going on about all this, but what has really got the media all wound up is the fact that Trump didn't need money, right? So what normally happens at elections is all the governors go around and whoever's going for it, and they get money from, from banks, and they take all these to fund their campaigns. And in order, and in turn,
and then later
they do
on,
favors they... as they're when they're the president to benefit.
You that scratch my back, money, exactly. I'll scratch yours.
But what happened was Trump
didn't do any of that.
Didn't do any of that. He's has spent $100 million of his own money, and it's pissed off everybody because he doesn't owe people shit. He's done it all by himself, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants, right? But oh, and now, and the people are freaking out because the Republicans took the Senate and the House.
Uh-huh.
And now...
And he didn't do that. The people
people picked that. They picked their own, the Republicans. And also...
Except for California. They can't stand
him. But he won Florida, which has never voted for the Republicans.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah, New York. He won Massachusetts, which he never... Which they never vote for the... Everyone voted for him, right?
He and Detroit, now, everything.
The Democratic Supreme Judge, he leaves when Obama leaves as well.
Michigan.
So they're going to have a Republican Supreme Judge.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump can pass whatever law he wants, right? He's going to call out Hillary and all this stuff, you know?
She's going to lock her up.
Hillary, she's very dodgy. He wants to because...
she is a crook.
They all are. And what's pissed them off is American people kind of, they woke her up a bit because they didn't want to... A corrupt politician again. You know, they've seen how corrupt, and because he's not a politician, that's why people drew to him.
Essentially, they wanted change.
They wanted something different now, and people are freaking out about it. And they're freaking out because they're fucking terrified, and they're saying that Trump's for the devil and this shit because they're scared of the unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted a new world, And the world is...
They need to be exposed to all the hidden truths that were being...
Exactly.
So all these stories about Mexicans getting kicked back over the border and walls being built and shit like that, it's just media fucking bullshit, right?
Well, he said a lot of it, but he said it to get people thinking and get people riled up.
Mm.
Do you see what he said when he won?
He wants to kick illegals out, which is fair enough. Why would you want to keep illegals there when they're taking jobs of the American people?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially he wants to get rid of the illegals so he can give American jobs back to Americans.
Which is what he's always said. He's always said America will come first. And he said it in his
speech. If you think about that logically, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
If they're illegal, then they need to find a way to become legal.
And people call him racist because he's only thinking about... But it's not, though.
He doesn't care
if you're a fucking Swede, a white Swedish person coming and you're illegal... You're gone as well. It's not just...
You got to get there at least.
Mexican, exactly. Legally, yeah. And that's not racist. And
he's happy for you to be... Like, there's Mexicans that are illegal who support Trump. Mm. That's the thing they're not really showing you.
And there's Muslims who voted for him because they come there properly. And it's not against all those. And he's not against...
They want to get rid of the radical Muslims because it makes them look bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
They want to do their standard Muslim
And
that's Muslim the whole reason. Stuff.
Whereas Hillary... And then Hillary with all these emails and... There's a wicked interview with Julian Assange that they did probably 2 days before the election, right? In his fucking, in the Ecuadorian, right?
Yeah.
In London, because obviously he can't
leave. Yeah.
Where he explains what was on them, and it was how, what she's been investigated in is because the Clinton Foundation, right, was receiving money from the Saudis.
Mm.
Who in turn were giving money to ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's all connected, and that's why she was under, because from their version, she is giving money to the Saudis who are being fought. So that's why
she's funding the terrorists.
Which is the thing, and there again, here's like 33,000 emails of
deleted.
Direct. and then they come out today and said that they're trying to get a parlay for Julian Assange. To come back to Australia and live out his days in Australia. So now with Trump in power, they might be able to talk some fucking sense into him.
Did you hear about Putin, his interview?
Yeah. Putin's been very pro-Trump because Trump wanted to...
He wants to reconnect the connection between Russia and America. Wants to
and the Americans,
that.
Yep. And the regular Hillary was, you know, she was trying to go to war.
Why would that be a bad thing?
Yeah.
Mm. So I get that. But it has absolutely nothing to do with Australia, does it?
No, Australia.
Nothing.
It's not going to impact us at all.
No, it won't.
Not in a negative way. Anything would be better for us.
Yeah.
Pauline Hanson was happy. I know that.
Yeah.
It's very nothing around Australia because it's been 100 years we've had an alliance with them. There's no need for them to us to break it. There's no need for us to break it with them. There's nothing.
Mm. There's we're not terrorists. We're not Mexicans
exactly,
jumping the border.
You know?
But not Canadians jumping the border.
Exactly. You know.
Did you hear the story about how
the website,
the website for the immigration in Australia,
the Canadian one
was shut down because it crashed. Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
And see, they had a meme, the border control, and they're all on moose. All the Mounties all on moose with swords and shit, ton of stuff. Like
or another meme I saw was just this massive wall that's just
South
across.
Park.
Canada.
Yeah. The person sitting up top, we're full.
Yeah, you know, so he said all that. But his acceptance speech was very... It's very one...
End of the day, the Americans are just scared of change. They're scared of the unknown.
Well, the media are.
Yeah, well, the media is just...
The scared. Americans have...
It's all a smear campaign.
Mm.
Always, and you watch... Late night shows, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, all shit on Trump. All of them have. And now they're eating their own words because now Trump is in full power and can do what he wants now.
Yeah.
Right? And none of the big media companies, none of them supported him. Mm. None of them.
Who would have thought?
Because he's gonna expose things that have been covered up.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
He said.
Apparently, I did some studies.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Did you guys hear he's gonna look into 9/11?
Because reopen.
He believes it was an inside job.
He believes it was a false flag.
Like a lot of people do.
Mm.
Yeah. A lot of Americans believe that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the shit that he's saying just sounds like stuff to try and make headlines. Really. Yeah.
But now we gotta see him wait. Like.
Of course. You know, he went to shit to January, so... Yeah. You got to watch. It's the first 6 months, right? Which is all presidents. If it doesn't get done in the first 6 months, nothing will get fucking done.
Yeah.
Right? Which is always has been. The first 100 days is where it's got to... Suddenly, he's got to change everything. Otherwise, people start thinking about what's going on, and they thought, but what about the old ways and blah, blah, blah. The first time he's in there, he's got to go.
I think a lot of people should just wait and see and just give it hope.
Exactly.
Come together. And a lot of people are just fighting each other. You see a lot of people talking about they're not friends with someone anymore because they have different beliefs, and that's stupid.
And they're Americans. Like,
yeah.
You're all there to be one. United. You're supposed to be the most powerful fucking nation. Don't bicker. You're supposed to...
Supposed to be united.
Well, the WWE is quite happy with it because they've got their first ever Hall of Famer as the president.
Stone Cold would be pretty happy that he stunned the president.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. But...
because, you know, this is a wrestling show podcast, and I had to bring it up
You can see how why Vince didn't come out publicly and...
Because he knew that if he declared... WWE would... then Trump lost.
Yeah, then they would be screwed. You know, plus they got a board of directors. Half of them are.
They got people to keep happy. They don't want to say anything.
Of course, and it's not like Trump hasn't. He surrounded himself with the best people, right? Why is Trump so rich? Because he surrounded himself with the best. He has the best. He's got the best hotels. He's got the best golf course. Why? Because he hires the best people to do it.
Mm.
Same as the president. It's the exact same thing. Hires the best people to come around and do it.
So he's just gonna make history.
Of course, I
believe this is going to change everything.
It's going to change the world, man, and that's what people are terrified of. But you know what?
Mm.
It can't get any more fucked up than what it is now. You know what I mean?
Change doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of history, and this is something that we've used to do when we had special guests in. We put them on the spot. So, Matt, it's your turn. The history of Broken Matt. Broken Matt Hotham.
Is that what we're going with?
We're going with Broken Matt.
That, did we? Okay, cool.
No, I just did it. So yeah, tell us. When did you first start watching WWE?
2000. It would have been like October 2000. I remember I had a mate around. It was late at night. I remember all the specifics.
What were you wearing?
Just boxes.
Okay, so Mick Foley would have been commissioner around this time.
Right, it was around the time when Austin was trying to find out who ran him over.
Oh, he'd just come back. I remember this time.
And we'll flicker through Foxtel.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, like it was SmackDown. He was like, oh, let's watch this. And I was like, dude, you know wrestling's fake, man. Like, it's fucking shit, that stuff. Like, obviously, as everyone thought back then.
I'm getting riled up right now. It's still real to me, damn it.
You didn't watch it by then, so don't.
I did. 6 months is a long time.
No, you're right, man. I watched it with him, forced myself to watch it with him, and I just got hooked from there. Like, pretty much watched Raw the week after, watched SmackDown, just kept going with it. And so mostly like 2001 is pretty much like my go-to year. It's my favorite. I know
that's my favorite.
There's everyone's, man.
A lot of people bag out on the invasion. But I loved it. Because I was so young and I didn't know anything about WCW, I didn't give a fuck if certain people were or weren't there. To me, that was epic, man. Like, I was so invested in it back then. I remember, like, Undertaker getting assaulted backstage and thrown into, like, the roller doors and everything.
Do you remember when they used to get thrown through the plate glass? Yelling at the fucking TV,
like, so angry.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Always being thrown through the glass. It was so good.
It was great back then. I mean, it's still good now anyway. Like, it's much better now than what it was 5 years ago. But, yeah, that's when it started. Like, 2000, 2001, and I just got hooked. Loved it, man, from then on. Like, yeah.
So we already know that Shane is up there as one of your favourites.
Yeah.
Is he the favourite?
No.
Who is the favourite then?
My boy Kurt Angle.
Hey.
My boy. Yeah, yeah. Kurt Angle.
So you would have been fucking having a good old tug watching Shane versus Kurt at King of the Ring 2001.
One of my favourite matches of all time.
what was my next question was. Which was your favourite
match? Oh, yeah, it's definitely up there. I mean, I can pretty much not get through it without getting fully erect at a couple of places.
Oh, the blood. Doink.
God damn. Yes,
that's the climax point for me. That's when...
Yeah. When Shane's head bounces off the fucking concrete.
Yeah, man, that's when my hand starts bouncing off my cock. Kurt Angle, Shane, and Chris Jericho, top three, definitely of all time. Always has been. I don't think it'll ever change. Seth Rollins is edging his way into top five,
good
top
man.
Ten.
Good man.
They are your favorites.
Yeah,
who's the best?
The best, I think. You'd have to say like Ric Flair, Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels. Like, even though Flair and Shawn Michaels aren't really, Shawn's definitely top ten for me. He's not one of my favorites or anything like that, but.
Best
performer. You couldn't argue. All around performer, microphone skills, wrestling, ability to tell a story, everything about him, persona, everything. Like, he was incredible.
Well, yeah. He just got named the new head coach at the Performance Center, HBK.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Paul, you know, Paul Albert.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to him?
Who cares?
Come on, man. Matt Bloom.
Yeah. No, he's all right. No, yeah, he should be good.
All wrestlers say, who are your favourites? And they say Shawn. Or who are the best?
Ric Flair.
They say Ric Flair, Shawn, right? And who's their favourite is Austin, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I love
they're
Austin.
They're all other, well. You know. Like, but everyone says, who like, Stone Cold, the best in the world, or the greatest of all time is Flair, followed by Shawn, you know.
Shawn's definitely, I couldn't argue with any of them. If someone were to say Stone Cold, Stone Cold was great, but in terms of actually wrestling, Shawn Michaels would be able to wrestle fucking around him any day of the week, you know. Like, his... probably way better. He's in a different league to Austin wrestling-wise.
Have you ever watched Shawn Michaels versus Stone Cold for the title?
Yeah, of course. I didn't think it was really that much of a good match, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, even Austin's disappointed in that match. But...
it was what it was.
Yeah.
I think Stone Cold's probably the best... probably the best
all-rounder,
character.
Yeah.
Just the all-round package. I think Taker's the greatest gimmick of all time.
You believed in it.
Yeah. You thought he was a dead man. You thought he was... you know. But I think Stone Cold... as far as he was,
props to Kane.
Oh,
Kane's great.
Kane was terrifying when he was going. You know,
we need to do a whole segment on the Attitude Era, and you need to come back for it.
Oh, dude, yeah, I love that.
Retro podcast.
I know you've seen some live shows before. What's the best live show you've ever seen?
Probably.
Did you go to Mania?
Yeah, I did.
With Carlo?
Yeah.
And he fucked up in front of The Undertaker.
I want to hear this story now. Go on, tell us.
It wasn't that bad. Like, he just kind of... yeah. I think it was like the Saturday... no, it was the Friday that he was on. And I had the VIP package, so I got to meet Taker and Jericho and Triple H. And line up for Taker, went up to get my autograph. And I was like, well, I don't want to be one of those fans that gets up there and just locks up and, like, hands in my book and don't say anything. Like, I don't want to be like that. So I want to at least say something to him. Gone all that way, might as well say something. And I was like, well, what can I say? And I was like, oh, I'll just say, like, good luck with your match tomorrow night because, like, it's going to be the best match on the show pretty much.
Yeah.
And,
on Friday.
Yeah. So this is Friday and I'm on holiday, so I've completely lost track of the days at this point. And I'm like, oh, dude, like, I'm really looking forward to your match tomorrow. It's definitely going to be a match of show. And he's like, oh, not wrestling tomorrow. I'll be at the Hall of Fame, though. I'm like, oh, dude.
He's one chance.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
To be fair, Taker would have had a good laugh later on.
Definitely later on. He gave me a very blank fucking stare. So it would have been later.
You know what? You're the inaugural participant in our own.
You just made the list.
I'm happy to make the list.
Yeah. Spit that out.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think of what I was going to say. So was that the one where it was Hell in a Cell?
No, that was the year after that. Punk versus...
Punk vs. Taker, yeah. So that was 27.
29.
29.
Yeah.
See? 6 months of wrestling. I'm not wrong.
Oh, I was close. Yeah, whatever.
And then a year later, he lost to Brock.
At 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started watching it. It was 6 months ago for me, yeah. Thank you, WWE Network.
What about the Jericho when you're talking about...
oh, yeah, I talked to him about Perth. Yeah, because he'd just been here for Soundwave. So, yeah, I just said to him... like I said, I saw you at Soundwave because we watched him. Like, I think it was like a week beforehand at that point. They'd let him fly over here for the tour or something. And he was just like, oh, cool. Like, you know, Perth's a really cool place, blah, blah. And I said, it's pretty shit when you live there, because it is. It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's cool, man. We're at, I think he said Hillary's. He said me and the boys were at Hillary's having a whiskey or something like that. So,
the bikes on the beach.
That's so cool.
Oh, he's awesome, man. He was cool. Triple H was cool. Everyone
he talks
was
about
cool.
Perth a lot on his podcast.
Does he?
Yeah. Brings up quite a lot.
What was your first wrestling event? Was it a live show? Was it like a Raw?
It was a live show here, yeah. It was one of the SmackDown ones. I think it was...
Bret Hart.
Eddie Guerrero?
Yeah, it might have been. Dude, you'd have to ask Carlos. He's like a book of knowledge when it comes to this shit. I know it was like 2003-ish.
Oh, yeah, that was a...
for anyone that doesn't know who Carlos is, he kind of looks like Ricochet. He does.
Yeah, that was mine. It was Eddie and Ray.
I think so. Yeah.
Someone, and then the
one after was Brock Lesnar.
Was Brock, Big Show, and Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I went to both of them. So yeah. Whichever one was first was my first. And then the second one I met Lesnar at JB.
That same one.
Yeah. In Kennington.
Yeah. And the line was huge.
And Eddie was like just huge.
Yeah. His hand was. You can see.
You met him as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he held rude to you or?
Not really. He. I mean, I'm sure he was sick of. People mucking out.
He was late as well, man. He was like an hour.
He was hell late, man. We're in line for fucking hours, man.
Yeah. We got there probably 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Lined up all day.
What time did you get there?
Fuck, like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 4:30 in the afternoon. Something like that. And then it was meant to be there at like 2.
And how long was he there for?
He was only there for like an hour and a half.
I don't know. I think
did he get through everyone?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was towards the front, so I don't know.
I was in the middle, so I got in. And all it was, how you doing? Photo, fuck off.
Didn't even get that, man. I handed him my DVD.
Oh, yeah, he signed it,
looked at me, slid it across the table back to me like that, and then I just got told to move on. I was like, cool.
He's one of the guys who should sit there and just sign and go like this.
Yeah. And now I know he hates people, so
he fucking hates everybody, so yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your favourite diva or women's wrestler?
Good question.
Diva, you sexist pig.
Sorry.
They're people too. Fuck me.
Sorry, I'm still living in 6 months ago, all right?
Well, I mean, he pays attention to the women's division, so...
it depends on how much clothing they're wearing.
Ooh. You love Moolah.
No, I love Lita and Trish, man. Like, back then, they were the two that were kind of... I liked Victoria as well. Actually, loved Molly Holly as well. She was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Love Mickey James.
I know it's... Mickey James is great.
Come back.
Yep.
Probably hell obscure. Most people were all up in Trish and that, but I used to have the biggest crush on Molly Holly when I was watching her back then when I was a kid.
Was she like Mighty Molly back then? Or?
Mighty Molly, and when she had the short hair as well.
Okay.
The short hair with the big ass and the black tights.
Is that when they shaved her head?
Yeah. No, not when they shaved her head. That kind of
WrestleMania 20? I guess Victoria, wasn't it? WrestleMania 20, yeah.
Was it Victoria? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, when she had the short hair before that.
And she was a heel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did the Dragon Rana.
She was a great wrestler, Molly Holly, man. Great wrestler. I'd love to see her.
Dragon Rana is like a...
Do you guys see her on the network?
450
Tables of Three?
Yeah, I did watch that with Ivory. Ivory and the blonde chick. No.
Blonde Blaze?
Yeah, that's the... Is it her?
Michelle McCool, wasn't it? Michelle McCool was...
The chick that drives monster trucks now.
Yeah.
Alondra Blaze, yeah.
OBD. OBD. See, she has her own, like, bacon truck. And whiskey truck, yeah.
OBD. Wow.
Yeah, and she goes around to wrestling shows, and she'll wrestle.
Bam!
Yeah, and she sell her whiskey and her pork.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's awesome. She's got, like, a giant pork, like, big of a stick.
I remember that time watching her when she was getting married to Eric Young on TNA. Ooh.
Eric Young.
Eric
They're Young. Doing well with that, Sanity.
Yeah.
A lot of people are shitting on them.
Mm. Who do you like in NXT?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, Nakamura for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to answer your question from before, because I kind of drifted off, my actual favorite live event that I've been to wasn't WrestleMania 29, it was Raw the night after.
Yeah.
Who debuted?
No one debuted the night after.
Is that when? Okay, then.
It was when Ziggler won the title.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Dude, that was like
one of the best
moments I've ever been involved in my life. It was fucking amazing. I'm pretty sure I like jumped, because I was drunk as well. Mm. And I like marked out drunk, excited, jumped up out of my chair. Decked the chick in front of me with my hand by accident. So, it was a very awkward holiday for me.
It was only kayfabe, bitch.
Stay in school.
So it was probably the angry Miz girl. there was a fantasy booking time. If you could put any match on for the main event at WrestleMania, who would it be?
Dead or Alive?
Dead or alive?
Shane McMahon versus himself. No,
doesn't have any singles.
Here comes the money shot.
Dead or alive?
Could be a four-way.
I'd probably say
three-way.
Chris Benoit versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the main event.
Yeah.
Mean the actual main event to close the show?
Yeah. The last match.
I mean... The Man Who Should Not Be Named versus Daniel Bryan would be a pretty good show. Crossface versus the Yes Lot.
I don't know if that would be the main event. I don't know.
I don't think it would be a main event.
No, it might not be a main event, But, yeah, in terms of
a ladder match.
That for sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, for a main event...
You'd have to borrow him from hell. The house of Lucifer, if you could.
Drag him back up. No, he's in heaven. Chris Benoit's in heaven.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit's a piece of shit. Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, I don't know. I can't think of one. Well, no, no. I can think of plenty that I'd love to see, but I don't know if any of them would be good enough to actually close WrestleMania.
Andre versus Big Show.
Outside of WWE, though, who... And TNA doesn't count because they're fucking shite at the moment. Who's your favourite promotion outside of WWE?
There's an outside of WWE?
Yes.
No, honestly, man.
Don't worry. He doesn't know any either, so don't worry.
I'm trying to learn from you right now. I want to know. So I'll be like, oh, I'm going to go Google them later.
What is
Lucha?
Favorite wrestler not in WWE?
There you go. Yeah, that's
I'll answer his question first, and then I'll get to you, Tyson.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought you didn't know.
No, I'll go for a cheap pop for my local Perth boys, NHPW.
Yes.
For favourite promotion outside of WWE.
Yes. Done one training session.
I did. My boys. I did two.
One training session.
I did two.
Yes.
I can't wait to get told again. I loved it. I didn't pay him. I loved it.
They tried. Damn it. 6 months.
I'm a professional now.
No, they're good guys.
I watched them for an hour.
And then I
did you him. Did you know that Matt's partner Kelly was a part of them as well?
That's how I met him.
Yeah,
at a party here, I believe.
I think it was some not here.
He was.
Which one was it?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, pal.
That was the space party.
His missus is a
It was the space party.
It was the space party.
Was it Bess?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
These people don't even know who the fuck. We're just
talking so much shit right now.
Back to the question.
You didn't answer it.
Yeah, favorite outside of WWE.
So his favorite promotion in the world.
Outside of WWE.
They're called WWE, not WF anymore. They're WWE.
Is this still
what the fuck?
Is this still excluding TNA or including?
No,
if you want TNA,
that's my question.
I'll probably say right now, just because it's so entertaining, the Broken Matt Hardy thing for sure.
Brother Nero.
Like, I've sat down, had a few drinks on a couple of Friday nights now, and just watched some of their segments. The last one I watched was the Halloween one, and it's just fucking funny, man. Like, it's just good fun. It's so over the top and ridiculous in the best way possible.
He's so good at what he does, man.
He is. Did you listen to Sam Roberts, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you see that podcast? Yeah, such a good interview, man.
His one on Jericho's was awesome as well.
Oh,
Broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Jericho went to the Hardy ranch and he was like, dude, welcome. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, man, I've got to hear that for sure.
It's like an hour and a half and Jericho's like, the fuck is going on?
they took a couple of good photos. Yeah,
then a full character, man, and that was when they were heels.
Now
they couldn't be heels if they tried, man. They're so over, man.
Yeah,
they're still champs.
It's kind of like when the New Day started, and they're like, "What the fuck is all this shit?" Like they're this like happy and clapping, and then they were heels, and then they're so over, it's not funny. So
yeah.
It's always the WrestleMania crowd that get them over as well.
Yeah.
They help them. They help Danny Bryan. Yeah.
They get it done.
What was the greatest moment in WWE history for you?
For me?
Yeah, that you either saw, watched, whatever. Or maybe... Not with Shane. Him jumping off the top at Unforgiven.
Memorable moment.
Memorable moment. Or most maybe memorable a couple moment if
for
you
me,
want.
Already said it. Most memorable moment for me being a part of was definitely the Ziggler thing. Like, that's one of...
Just the point.
My all-time favourite things I've just ever been a part of in general. Like,
that's bad.
That's number one. The birth of my daughter is, like, down there. No, other way around. But, yeah, that was great. And, honestly, again, going back to the Invasion, man, like, just because I was so into it back then, I was still young enough where I was just invested in everything, even knowing it was fake.
Mm.
And, like, you know, the whole thing of, like, Shane coming out on WCW back then.
Oh, it was weird.
I loved... WrestleMania 17, I know a lot of people don't...
Oh,
no, not WrestleMania. I know everyone loves that. Yeah. But I know a lot of people aren't too favourable on the whole Austin Hill turn thing. I fucking love the two-man power trip.
17 is the best mania they've ever had.
No, yeah, I know. The mania itself. I'm talking about Austin Hill turn. Even the mania,
it was like 45 minutes.
Most people don't really...
The Hill turn was sick.
Yeah, most people don't like it, apparently. At least according to the interwebs.
The Hill turn didn't really work. When looking back on it, even Stone Cold thinks he wishes he never did it.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it, yeah.
You know,
but I still think,
it
for me,
was good for what
just because
Brock
I was so
was.
Shocked, man, and also Invasion as well. When he
and
turned
JR's commentary, by God, that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He sold his soul
to the devil.
And TLC.
That shit stays with you.
I remember being like,
TLC, dude, wow.
Completely and utterly thrown.
Take a Triple H.
When they had the actual Invasion pay-per-view. I think it was in July or June that year or something.
That was awesome.
And Austin was on Team WWF.
Yeah, and then he turns on.
He jumped ship to them and like cost him the match. I was like, losing my mind. I was so fucking upset.
I still remember RVD versus Jeff Hardy.
It's real to me, damn it.
Oh, back then it was, man. Back then it was.
And then they fall into that V, you know, the ramps.
Yeah.
They separated and they fell in there, and oh, that was some cool shit.
Yeah. 2001 was such a fucking good time.
Good times, man.
So what is so if Shane's fighting Brock at Mania, is Shane drumming? Is he jumping off the stadium roof, or what is he doing?
I don't see how he's going to be able to top himself from this year.
Yes, I mean, like, he's going to jump off the stadium.
He can just have a really good street fight or something like that.
It all depends on what Brock will let him do, innit?
Yeah, these guys pretty much. Amos and Brock should be. It's definitely going to be Brock and Shane next year.
Yeah. I don't really want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not believable.
I wouldn't waste
Brock on.
But I mean, Undertaker.
Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. That'd be pretty good.
Chris Jericho versus Shane McMahon?
Hey, Owens versus Brock would be wicked, boy.
That won't happen.
Yeah, but you want Shinsuke versus Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome old Joe.
Oh, yeah. Who wins the Rumble?
No.
SCR?
It's not Shinsuke.
He is Nakamura, man. Nakamura wins the Rumble. If it's not Balor, it is Nakamura.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if... I don't know for sure if they're going to do it, but I wouldn't be surprised with how they're building up to the whole Cena 16-time thing. If Cena comes back, wins the Rumble, goes to WrestleMania this year. WrestleMania is the time, the moment where he ties Ric Flair's record.
To fight Styles?
And versus
has to be Styles.
And versus The Undertaker.
Potentially Styles, yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty awesome for them to have a WrestleMania match, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd make sense.
Either way, if he wins the Rumble and he goes to WrestleMania to fight for the title, then definitely he's going to win.
You know what I would actually really like? Why does The Undertaker have to fight one-on-one at WrestleMania? Why couldn't he be put into that match, AJ Styles, John Cena, and The Undertaker in a triple threat?
That'd be cool.
And then
he doesn't have to do all the work because of the fact that you've got Cena and Styles in there to do all the hard work. He can do a couple of bodies, shots and shit like that, take the hits.
Body shots.
You can fuck me up, man. Yeah, he just
shots off The Undertaker.
Spots. I was trying to say spots. Body spots. I fucked it. 6 months.
Goddamn body shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can have him not take the pin, so you can keep him strong.
Exactly.
Keep the Undertaker, 60-year-old Undertaker strong.
They won't do it though. Popular theory seems to be, at least according to Sam Roberts, that it's going to be Goldberg versus Taker next year.
Could be because of the WCW.
Because that's going to replace the whole Sting versus Undertaker thing that everyone wanted. To me, that wouldn't be the same anyway, so...
All right, it could be possible, yeah.
Still gonna happen.
It's gonna have that big fight feel.
Goldberg's going to the Hall of Fame.
I just want to... I want to see Sting come out again and just the whole fucking... His theme music just go fucking quiet and black and then do and then you lose your fucking...
I just want to see him just stand in the same ring together. Just give me that. Just in the ring together. Yeah. That's all I want. Just stand...
Can you imagine if, like...
Like, in full gear...
imagine that. So Goldberg's beaten up, he's bloody, got Brock Lesnar's doing all the bad shit to him. Next thing, lights go out, lights come back on, Sting's in the ring, full get up, face paint with the bat
against Brock Lesnar,
and just beats the shit out with Brock. That'd be pretty cool. You would like that.
If he had the bat, then yes. Yeah. Otherwise, Brock Lesnar would snap Sting three ways. Oh my god.
Next thing, Brock kills Sting as well.
That's what Brock and Goldberg. Brock's promo, you need to watch him if you can. Why watch his promos, man? He did, those backstage interviews he does. And he
Which are always good.
Mate, no matter how shit the match is going to be, he makes you fucking pump for it. If you get a chance, go and watch it, man.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck is Goldberg? He actually says, what the fuck is Goldberg doing?
He's that the one where he's like, I don't give a fuck about his kids.
He's a 50-year-old man. Mm. And then Pyman's like, you've pissed him off now. Now that's what happens. He said to Goldberg's kids, if you're going to watch, and his wife, he said, I wouldn't watch. Your daddy ain't coming back.
Is that exactly what he said? Yeah, I love that. That's amazing. That's how you sell that story.
And Brock's, and like, you believe it. Brock's a badass, man.
Yeah.
Well,
it's crazy.
He's on some juice.
Well, because I'm not going to be here next week and I'm not going to get my say, I'm really looking forward to watching that match. And I hope Lesnar destroys Goldberg as much as other people may say not. But no one's going to beat Brock at all, ever. Not anymore. So,
Nakamura.
Nope.
Shane McMahon.
40-year-old Nakamura is going to beat Brock Lesnar.
No. But no, I'm looking forward to Survivor Series. Next week, the Power and the Chow are going to probably look after themselves and do the show without me, so it'll probably be more entertaining than normal. Unless
we're going to get shit-faced and talk.
Yeah, they're just going to get talk shit and
wrestling attitude.
We're literally just going to turn the phone on and then just leave it.
Shit, yeah. Fucking, you can come back next week and take my spot. It's all good.
It'd be like 10 minutes, we just get wasted and just talk shit.
Next thing.
If this wasn't a complete disaster
the following week, everyone next week, Brendan comes back. As well. He's not welcome.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is that Coop thing on there? Fucking box.
That's going to wrap up the show for this week, guys. So thank you very much for listening. Just remember to always go onto our Facebook page, The 434. Check out our website, www.four.com. I got there. Check out on Twitter. Check out on Instagram. We're all on there. Tyson, hit us up with your cheap pops.
Follow us on Facebook, DCMP, all things DC, Marvel, pop culture.
And always follow Tyson Chowdhury on Facebook. Find him. Yep.
I love those titties.
Find him.
He'll accept you. Chris Power, the troll, the Powernator. The creator of 434. 350,000 fans. Well done. Thank you again, and Broken Matt, thank you for coming down tonight and laying it all down on the podcast, the air.
Laying the smack of the down.
On the air. It aired.
See you guys.
Justin shaking his head.
Sam.